Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton, with my SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's going on, brother?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man, I could tell the sadness in your voice just for the audience behind the scenes here. I asked him, hey, did you go golfing today? He said, we can read it on him. When he's low energy, when he's down in the dumps, that means, he didn't hit the links today.
No, the damn rain got me this time, Mike. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, true story here. When you were saying that, I had the YouTube up, so it was repeating everything, so I was a little confused. I was like, oh, gosh, this thing's already messing up. We just got started, but I just realized I have 5 windows open, so... That was on me. I actually am in a pretty good mood, but it would have been better if I could have got out there. I'm addicted. I never thought I'd be addicted to a sport again, man. When you get over 40, you're like, all right, we're done. You got shuffleboard to look forward to, but no, man, I got out here and got on the golf course and I am absolutely hooked.
You're just like Papaw, you know what?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. No wonder he never came home, you know? It may have to do with us, Mike.
All right, Shade. So, hey, I got a fun idea.
Yeah.
We've never done this before. At least Liquid says, have you tried bowling, Shane?
Brother, I'm so bad at bowling. Here's what, I like bowling, but I'm very competitive, so... I try rolling straight just to keep the score going, but there's just that part of you that wants to spin the ball, even though you know you can't do it. And then you go 3 gutter balls in a row and you're just like, I hate this sport. You're sore the next day because you didn't stretch. Yeah. Bowling was fun when I was younger, but after 40, it's kind of a hazard. You really gotta warm up, do some stretches before you just jump into that thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's jump into this one, Shane. Because I've got a fun idea.
Yeah.
Boom or bust for each SEC team. Mm. And I'll break it down here. Before you answer boom or bust.
Yes.
I'm going to define what a boom is, what a bust is. And it's different for many different teams. So once we establish what the boom or bust is, then we have to predict what is more likely to happen this upcoming season. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does kind of make sense.
Okay, as we go along, I think you'll get it. But and even before we do that, real quick, we had breaking news, Shane. I don't think we have a breaking news alert. Maybe Cousin JP was coming up with all, maybe that's what I'll hit him up with next, a breaking news alert here. But according to The Athletic, Shane, how about this? Did you see this? Yeah. ESPN is open to paying the SEC more money for a 9th conference game. Mm-hmm. So this is what they say. They said they're willing to give them $50 to $80 million for an extra game. They already pay $811 million annually to the SEC for 8 conference games. So now they make an important note here. It says this is not finalized yet. And this does not guarantee that the SEC will go to a 9th game because the one major sticking point is we're still kind of determining the playoff format.
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking about expanding the playoff again to 14. Right. They're considering giving the SEC and the Big Ten 4 automatic spots. You know, there's uncertainty with the playoff. So the SEC's got a little bit hesitancy, if you will, to just guarantee and say, all right, well, let's go to 9.
Yeah.
Because if, again, the SEC got screwed, right? Last playoff. Mm-hmm. And if they're sitting here saying, well, what happens if, what if Georgia had 3 losses? Would they have even gotten in? What if Texas got another loss? You know, every loss is going to make it harder to get into the playoff. So they may need to know that beforehand. But I think this is a really good indication, Shane, that when the spring meetings come up at the end of the month, here in about 3 weeks, I think they're going to decide this, and I think this is the first little signal of it. So I know I've said a lot there, but just the fact that ESPN's willing to pay more, how do you feel about the SEC potentially moving to 9 games?
Well, you know me, Mike, I want 9. I think all the fans in here would like to have nine. You know, obviously, if it doesn't remove you from a playoff spot, like you were saying, and I think that's where we're going to get here. There's conversations happening right now, Mike. Forget the coaches meeting. You know, the big boys are talking at the table, and they're dropping little hints along the way. It's like if I don't watch the news and I see a truck go by and it's spraying salt, or if I go to the grocery store and I see there's no milk and eggs, you know, I don't need to watch the Weather Channel. No, there's probably snow coming, you know, and I feel that's kind of what's going on here. We're getting the little hints along the way, and they're about to drop the 9-game schedule. And at the end of the day, brother, it's about the committee. It's about guaranteed spots, because you remember we talked about this. You know, they were talking about guaranteeing SEC and Big Ten spots. I think you're going to see some guarantees, but you're already seeing the money move. So, yeah, where there's money, usually that's where the SEC is going to roll.
And let's see. There's so many comments. I can't remember who said it, but I think it was an Ole Miss fan. I think it was Cousin Tim, Shane.
Yeah.
He said, that means that 9-3, you're getting into the playoffs. Maybe we're lowering the bar. Ole Miss would have got in last year. You know, they were literally the last team. Eliminated is the wrong word, but just missed the cut to make the college football playoff. But, you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's, if we do add this 9th game, all of a sudden, I mean, we're really watering this thing down. I'm not a big fan of watering it down. But if there is 9 games, and who knows what you got out of conference, maybe a 9-3 will get you in the college football playoff. That's another way to look at it. You know what?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, make it 12, Mike, and if you get 7 wins, you're in. No, I just, again, that 9's a sweet spot because of the way the scheduling is going to play out, because the schedule can actually be really nice for the fans and I think for the players as well. So it's going to happen. It's just, we just got to wait and see right now.
A lot of Tennessee, I'm seeing Tennessee, I'm seeing Texas, Shane, they're saying, we'll do 9, but we get Kentucky twice.
Oh, if Saban were around, he'd get to pick his 3, you know?
Yep. All right, you ready to play boom or bust, Shane, for all 16 SEC teams?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Okay, anyone in particular you want to start with?
Oh, man, they're hard on Kentucky. Let's do Kentucky.
Okay, so here's the game. Mm-hmm. And they're all the way at the bottom of my list, so this is good. So here's, and again, you can disagree, but I'm saying boom or bust for the Kentucky Wildcats. Again, this is unique for every team. Bust would be, the over-under is 4.5, right?
Yeah.
So a bust is winning 2 games. 2-10, that's a complete bust for the Kentucky Wildcats. Boom would be winning 6 and making a bowl game. First of all, do you agree with that boom or bust? Or is the bar lower? Is the bar higher? You see where I'm going with here?
Great question. I think 6 is a boom. You get there and 2's that sweet spot. So, yeah, 2 being a bust.
Okay, so that now the real question is, what's more likely for them Wildcats? Is it a boom? Is it a bust? I mean, heck, I know we're all down on Kentucky, Shane. Mark Stoops can't do nothing right. Yada, yada, yada. Well, he does make one hell of a bourbon. We got to give him that. But, hey, how many times have they? I mean, they've won 10 games multiple times here, brother. And I mean, they have fooled. When we think they're going to be good, they're bad. When we think they're bad, they're good. So, I mean, all it's going to take, Shane, is an upset or two, and we get to 6. I mean, they get to 6 more often than they don't. So what's more likely, a boom or a bust for Kentucky?
Well, and I think maybe you're bringing me around a little bit. You know, you made some really good points yesterday on the show. And when I think of Coach Stoops, you're right. Last year, they went toe-to-toe with the Georgia Bulldogs. They beat Ole Miss. And I honestly thought it was kind of a down year last year and still found ways to get success. Now, it didn't pan out toward the end of the season, but there were moments you said, you know, Kentucky's not as far back as we thought. So here we're sitting in a scenario saying making a bowl game is a boom or losing all games but 2 is a bust. And which is more likely? Well, it's losing, man. I honestly, they need about 5 more Tennessee Techs on the schedule to make me think that this is going to be a bowl team right now, Mike. It's going to take more than just coach coming out here and telling me we're all right for me to see this. Now, I may change the tune after week one, but right now, brother, it's going to take more Kentucky bourbon to get me pulled around to a boom here.
I thought I had you, Shade. I thought I had you there for a minute, but the cousins are coming through. Brodo says Stoops coming back would be a bust. Nathan says don't sleep on Eastern Michigan. They could probably beat them. Cousin Ken, Stoops finishing the season is a boom. But yeah, I hate to agree with you. I think that is more likely.
Yeah.
Than unlikely. But hey, they fooled us before, man. They have fooled us before. You know what?
What is it? And I don't want to deep dive Kentucky again, but just curious. What does it take? Does it take two or three guys on that roster that, you know, maybe we're not giving enough credit for being that boom, you know? So maybe I don't think
they have any superstars that are just going to lift the program. I think they need to, they more need the locker room's got to get better.
Yeah.
They got to switch the culture. We've talked about it. They need to be tough. They need to be physical. That's their DNA.
Yeah.
They've gotten away from that. And it was to the point where their star players are acting, the way I hear it, is they're acting like it was a damn country club. They didn't have to pray. And I mean, it's not unique to Kentucky. That happened to Tennessee under Butch Jones.
Yep.
And when you start giving out star treatment, I think it's pretty evident. And I think it has been evident on the football field. But you know who's not in country club mode?
Who's that?
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
JR, he's back.
Thank you, cuz.
He just gifted a membership to Wes May. Wes,
welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
Cousin Wes, thanks to the legend JR.
The memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by Cousin JR.
God, I'm glad he's not Kentucky fan. JR would have left us long ago.
All right, how about for JR? Let's do Georgia.
Yeah, okay.
So, and then you let me know if this is fair or not for Georgia. But I'm saying a boom for Georgia is to win the national championship. And a bust would be not to make the college football playoff. So is that fair, do you think, for Georgia? National championships, a boom, a bust is not making the college football playoff.
Make the championship or win it?
I'm just saying. Look at Kirby Smart's record here. Championship. You think they're happy in Athens if they make it the championship and lose? I don't think so.
Just wanted to clarify before I said what I was going to say, because I think the Georgia Bulldogs are going to be really good this year, Mike. And I don't know how many times I got to tell you to take the over. I feel like this is the best bet on the board right now. Kirby Smart will get these guys right. But which is likely, them to win a national championship in this boom or the bust missing the playoffs? So let's say three games, which they're at 9.5. So 0.5 is not a stretch here. I mean, you could do it to Bama. You could do it to Texas. You could do it to no one else on this schedule, baby. Give me the national championship, Georgia Bulldogs. I think it's more likely the Dogs win another trophy than them missing a college football playoff.
Yeah. You damn trickster, Shade. I always think you're going one way and you go the other. I mean, it's national championship is more likely because that's the standard. Yeah. And it's not the standard for most places. And that doesn't mean if Kirby goes 15-1, you know, we got to run his ass out of town. But I think as long as he's there, I mean, that's the standard. The standard is to win it all when you got a top, I was going to say three. They may even have a better roster than top three in the country. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
Right.
But they have more than enough talent. They got the coaching staff. They got the fans. They got everything you can need. And hell, Shane, they won the SEC last year with a far more difficult schedule. I mean, I think, not that this is an easy one, but it's easier than last year.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, look, you know, we've always talked about national championships. You got to have a little lady luck on you. And that could be good luck or bad luck. And I think they got a dose of bad luck last year when the quarterback went out. But, you know, if the stars were aligned and Beck was out there, who knows what would have happened. So, yeah, I think I'm more likely here with the Natty than I am missing. Because honestly, I feel like a 9-win Georgia team's going to get in anyway.
I can see it. Okay. Both went boom. That was the right call. How about Alabama, Shane? Alabama.
Man, we're hitting the bigs up front. I like it.
Now, we used to be championship or bust. We still could be. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying from Alabama, it's making the playoff. I don't even think that's enough. I really don't. I think you got to make the second round, which means winning the SEC, you automatically get there, or you win a first round game, however you want to splice it. I think that's kind of that'd be a boom for Alabama. Meanwhile, a bust, I think, is missing the playoffs. I don't think anything. I think that's a complete failure for Alabama. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that boom or bust, or should it be even higher?
Clarify the boom one more time.
Second round of the playoffs.
Second round, so they could get they could get a bye and be right there in it. So
right.
Bring that schedule up one more time, Mike. I know I'm asking a lot of you today, but. Which is more likely? Golly, Mike. It's funny. This conversation, I'm drifting to like three or four teams. And I'm saying, which is more likely, Bama to win these or Bama to lose? And I see a lot of home games, but I see a lot of tough road games too. So I think what is more likely is, God, I'm eating the Cheerios here. I don't even know if that's a saying, but I'm going Bama. More likely to make the second round than to miss. I feel like this is a big year for the Tide.
Liquid says that boom you hear is Bama imploding. What if they don't hit at the quarterback? So what, Cousin Jesse, first year quarterback, laying the money on the bust.
Yeah.
He might have a point there.
But there's a lot of first year quarterbacks in this league, and I feel like we're kind of flipping the coin on a lot of them. So, which is more likely to hit, a Bama quarterback surrounded by all that talent, or you know, enter Team B? I think Bama's in a good spot right now.
I think all the people that are saying bust, they hate Bama, of course. You know, so they want the former giant to be slain. And I don't blame him. I've been there for a long time. Brodo, Kalen to bust. But I agree with you. I think boom is more likely for Alabama. Because they might even go further than second round.
Damn, I didn't know you're going to make this show so damn tough, you know? It's like math. I'm trying to figure out which way to go here.
Mm-hmm. I would never be foolish enough to make you do math. How about A&M?
A&M.
Now, you let me know if this is fair or not, because we can always adjust these. I'm saying win 10 games or fail to make a bowl game. That's boom or bust, in my opinion, for Texas A&M. And I almost said 9 just for the joke of 8-4, but I'm putting it at 10. What is that, a fair boom and missing a bowl game? That's a bust.
I would raise the bust a little bit. I think 6. I think making a bowl still would be bad for A&M. I mean, if they walked out of the stadium with, you know, 6-6,
mm-hmm.
Because for those that are listening,
they got tough road games. At Notre Dame, at LSU, at Texas, at Mizzou, at Arkansas. I mean,
yeah, but you got.
I think you're going to be underdog in 3 of those.
You got Utah State. The Roadrunners over here. You mm-hmm. got Samford. There's
you love Auburn.
Mississippi State. There's your 4 wins right there. So you're saying you're saying one more and it's a bust. I think 2 more if you win 2 SEC. So let's say Arkansas and Mizzou. You know, I I feel like the Aggies would think that's an absolute bust. I would just move it a little bit. Not much, but I would move it to one game. I would say six is a bust. Uh-huh. And then I would say 10 is a boom. Mm-hmm. Is kind of where I would put it. So that's okay. The only thing I change.
So what is more likely then, a boom or a bust?
Oh, a bust. Yeah. Yeah. I just,
right. Think, well, see, that's why putting it at six is that makes the game more fun.
Yeah. It makes it.
Cause you're saying you're not making a bowl game or you're winning 10. I think we got to keep it there just to make it harder on you.
Yeah.
Cause you're just taking the easy way out here.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, man. I tried to change the rules, move the goalpost. You know what I'm saying? So
Blueberry says over under 4.5. If Jimbo was still there.
Oh my gosh. I don't, they think I hate them. I don't hate Texas A&M, but I'm going to say more likely I got to go boom. If that's the case, because I do not see them winning five games. If they do, they need to fire Elko year two. Get him the hell out of here.
How are they getting to 10?
Freaking miracle, man. I mean, Notre Dame, obviously.
Well, Notre Dame, I mean, here's the real challenge then. I mean, what is more likely in 2025 in the SEC? You drop two or three games because of turnovers, because of injury, because of the gauntlet of your schedule.
Yeah.
I don't want to say luck, that's the wrong word, but you have a miraculous performance against Texas, at LSU.
Not even that. I mean, you could lose those two. It's the other ones. And you know, we talked about A&M schedule. We flip-flopped it yesterday and made me realize that I kind of like A&M schedule this year. So yeah, the more we talk about it, Mike, I'm going to say closer to 10. And like you said, getting a game right that maybe they wouldn't have won or maybe they were slot favorites. You can't afford to drop any. So yeah. Give me more likely 10.
Okay. I'll let you know now, Shane, this whole exercise was just to get you saying something nice about Texas A&M. How about that?
Yeah. You nailed it, man. It's surprising you didn't say two wins, you know? And I'd be like, well, yes. Yeah.
All right. How about this though? And the parameters are the same, I think, for Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of these because I tried to make them difficult for you. Boom for Oklahoma's winning 10 games with this schedule. Man, that would be a boom, right?
Yeah.
But a bust, it's going 5-7 and not making a bowl game. What's more likely for them Sooners?
Mm-mm-mm. More likely. Oh, Mike. See? I just started getting the Sooners to like me. And then you do something like this. And I got to go, what is more likely? I've got to go bust here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I don't want it. I want to will it. But I'm already making up scenarios on why they're going to have a successful season now.
Right.
And if you remove those scenarios and you say, okay, let's say you lose some of those games that you're not favored in. Then yeah, I think you're flirting a little closer to the other end of the spectrum here. So, yeah, give me bust.
Yeah, a lot of Venables can't coach. You missed Geez Louise with the perfect boomer. But I think, and hey, I've talked up Oklahoma more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. I think. If we're having to say which is more likely,
yeah,
I don't think either one is particularly likely given the schedule. But winning 10 or winning 5, I think I'd go 5. And how we get there, Shane, is I know everybody looks at the final 7 like it's a gauntlet.
Yeah.
But I think how we get there is losing to Michigan week 2. Mm-hmm. And then we start getting a little shaky and that losing to Auburn week 4 with Jackson Arnold coming back into town. I mean, you drop those games. All of a sudden, we're on shaky ground here. You know what I mean? And they could still get to a bowl game losing those, but it'll be much, much, much more difficult because if you can't beat Michigan and you can't beat Auburn at home, good luck with the rest of these games. I mean, I would pick against you in damn near every one of them. So again, I'm not picking Oklahoma to lose all these games, but I'm seeing the path there is somewhat likely compared to winning 10.
Somebody just tuned in and heard us talking about them winning 5 games. They're like, the hell with this, Joe.
Hey, Splendid Daddy, he gave us $2, Shane. Unfortunately, Brett Venables last season, gonna miss him.
I thought that was Big Orange Balls there for a second, so glad he left the O out.
All right, how about Arkansas, Shane? Let's do Arkansas.
Yeah.
And let's see if you agree with me. Boom or bust for them Razorbacks. I've got a boom at winning. Just had it here. Winning 7 games. That to me is a boom. But a bust is winning 3.
Ooh,
what's more likely? And do you agree with that boom or bust?
Yeah, I think, man, that's a... I would say I would probably move that up to 4 is a bust. But I mean,
I'm trying to make it harder.
I know exactly what you're trying to do, Mike, but I think it made it easier. I think in this scenario, I like Arkansas. I think more likely to win 7 with this schedule, and it's not hard. That's feasible. I think if Taylen Green takes that monumental step forward, you know, and there's a lot of question marks on this Arkansas football team. I get that, but there's a lot of things that we don't question. And Bobby P, what he was able to do last year, I think going year 2 in this system, this is a team you got to watch out for because nobody's expecting much from them. And sometimes when the kid's in the corner, you know that old saying, you just don't want to. I don't even know if that's a saying. I don't know why I keep making these just random sayings, but you know, I'm going to make them metaphors anyway. But you don't put the kid in the corner, you know, because Arkansas may bite you. I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
So we agree. Boom for Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, more likely. Let me ask you this. If on a scale of 1 to 10, surprise, if we get to the end of the year and I tell you that Arkansas won 7, 1 being like totally shocked, 10 being like no surprise at all, where would you be?
Six.
Okay. All right. So you're not crazy surprised.
Right. I mean, crazier things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be easy, right?
Flip it. Arkansas wins 3. Where are we on that, on the same spectrum?
Arkansas only wins 3.
Mm-hmm.
3. I'd be 3 surprised.
Okay. All right. Just
I know this Arkansas program well, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
And they live on the edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the thing could go off the tracks at any moment, you know?
Yeah.
Or they could surprise you. I think they were going to fire Sam Pittman if he didn't beat Tennessee, you know?
Yeah.
And then they beat Tennessee, they're all in again.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start losing, and they're like, God, we got to get rid of this guy. You know, it's a roller coaster is what it is there.
Hell, they may beat him again. You know? they got our number for some reason.
All right, how about, you're going to like this one, Shane. Or no, let's mix it up. We'll do that one next because we've been putting them last.
Do Texas. We had a donation earlier. Let's do...
I'm already moving on, Shane.
All right.
Mississippi State. I'm tired of putting them last. So we're going to do them here in the middle. Boom or bust for Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be difficult for you, probably. a bust, they only win 1 game.
Oh.
Now, they went 2-10 last year. So winning 1 game, you know, it's not like I think that's going to happen. But... it's feasible, right? So, particularly given their non-conference here is not easy. But win 1 game, that's a complete bust. Or a boom is winning 1 SEC game. What's more likely for Mississippi State? Because they don't got Kentucky on a schedule, Shane. That was yesterday. That's not reality.
I think... we're going to start doing these shows earlier. I'm going to say more likely State wins that 1 game against Alcorn. That's where I'm at. I didn't see Sven in the comments, so I went ahead and get that one out of there.
Yeah. Well, I'll disagree with you, Shane, but that's just because I'm feeling bad for him. But, I mean, crazier things could happen, right? Like, Sam Pittman could be fired at Arkansas.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a winnable game. Maybe they sneak up on Tennessee. Tennessee has a... Now, on paper, they got a difficult first month of the season. Tennessee could be licking its wounds, could be, you know, uncertain at the quarterback position. So maybe, I mean, I know Miss Tennessee probably be like a 20-point favorite for that game, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think Mississippi State, I mean, Lord, they can't be much worse, could they? So I think they're taking a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet it my life that they win a conference game. But it's almost like Vanderbilt the last couple of years where we're like, can they win one? You know? And they won multiple SEC games two out of the last 3 years. So I think Mississippi State's more likely to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a little bit of you that thinks State may be vastly better, you know.
This is always the best during the season when like someone's on a bye, they're like, we're favored against the bye. So a retired working man says Mississippi State will win the bye.
It's a good looking cake. I'm on a diet. Gotta change it to a treadmill so I can feel better.
Okay, how about, so this is the one I was going to get you with, Shane. I feel like I already know where you're going to go with this. But Florida. More likely, a boom, they win 10. Or a bust, they don't make a bowl game.
Oh, man, this is the easiest one you've done so far. I mean, I think there's a real shot they don't make a bowl game. You know me, Mike. It's going to take more than one offseason, I think, for you to convince me that Billy Napier is the right guy for this job, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like Florida is just – yeah. I watched a video the other day. This kid, he was driving a four-wheel Jeep in the sand, and he couldn't get it – like, he couldn't figure out how to put four-wheel drive. I feel like that's where we're at. We're just stuck. We keep doing the same thing over and over again, and we're still not getting off that beach. So, yeah, I think more likely Florida not making a bowl. Not saying they're going to. I feel like they make a bowl game. I want to be clarifying right. In case that gets clipped. But I just think that it's more likely they don't than winning 10 games with that schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would tend to agree with you there because – that was a perfect analogy, but you know, his whole tenure there, it's like one step forward, two steps back. Mm-hmm. We took a huge step forward at the end of last season. I feel like the two steps back could be right around the corner. I fear it for him, but I don't think so. But again, you're asking me, it's just so hard to win 10 games. Everybody thinks they could do it,
mm-hmm.
but hell, Ole Miss had the best roster they literally ever had. Ole Miss, they had the best roster they've ever had. They couldn't do it.
Yeah,
and again, we're saying regular season. They got there with the bowl, they couldn't do it. So can Florida do it? I don't know. That's gonna be difficult. Who was it? Someone said Shane been on TikTok. Yeah, cousin Mike Shane on TikTok again.
Yeah, can't get off of it. I get on there. Next thing you know, it's 3 hours later, and I've got a beard. You know.
All right. How about? How about this one, Shane? Mm-mm-mm. How about Vanderbilt, Shane? Vanderbilt. And let's see if you agree with me. A bust, only winning 3 games.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt of old, that might be a boom. But not this Vanderbilt, Shane. This is a new era. Now, a boom, 7 games. 7 wins is a boom. 3 is a bust. What's more likely? And do you, well, first of all, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. That's crazy. Okay. Standards, I mean, it's one season, but Clark Lee changed the standards a little bit here. So, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right there.
And what's more likely for Vanderbilt, winning 3 or winning 7?
Brother, I think 7's on the board right now. Nobody, you know, we can all sit here and joke about Vanderbilt, and they'll always be the butt of the joke for a while in the SEC. That's kind of changing, but There ain't one damn team in 2025 that wants to play these Commodores because, I mean, Tennessee, we were down multiple scores.
Right.
You know, Bama, ask them how Vanderbilt, I mean, Texas, toe to toe. So Vanderbilt fought Mizzou, barely getting away with one there. And I think, you know, as long as Pavia is healthy, there's no reason they can't win seven or at least keep seven games extremely close. So I think that's more likely. if we go under, then it may be a health situation. And so I'm not going to wish that on anybody. So give me the over here or the okay. Boom.
Boom. Shane's booming it up with them Vanderbilt Commodores. I like that. I will agree. How about I saw old Jackpot there in the comments. How about we do South Carolina, Shane? Boom. Win 10 games. Bust. Don't make a bowl game. Would you agree with that?
Oh, damn. Making it tough on me, Mike. Making it tough.
Beamer's never won 10.
I wish we would have put it at 9. I ain't gonna lie. 9 is, I think, a great season. He's never won 10.
Mm-hmm. But he's never had a quarterback this good.
I know. Golly, they hate me. They hate me, Mike. But the reason that people like me is because I shoot them straight, man. I tell them how I feel, and I don't skirt the issue. So I think 10 is possible if they could steal some more play calling. But unfortunately, we are on the somebody said that the other day. How many times are you going to bring that up? I think more likely South Carolina missing a ball game. 10 is a little too rich for my blood. That's playoffs, you know, and they don't have near the defense they had last year.
I think the audience can see there, Shane, that this is just a hurt man from 2022. You know what?
Maybe I'm still carrying that with me. You know? The whole counting thing, you know, that's the one. I see that one and it just runs all over me.
But at the same time, you got mad at me for,
I know
for asking Spencer about it.
Well, I mean, it's the way you, I mean, you didn't even warm it up. Of course I didn't see the beginning.
So you weren't there. All right. How about, I like sticking these two together. I don't know why, Shane. How about Mizzou?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Boom. 10 wins.
Yeah.
Bust. Fail to make a bowl game. What's more likely for those Missouri Tigers?
Can you go back to schedule? I just want to see who they would need to lose to. Man, UMass just sticking in these SEC schedules.
They're trying to get in.
Yeah, at least we don't have to go there this year. You know, so that's a plus. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm picking guaranteed wins here. Yeah, I think more likely they call me the homer, but I'm seeing more likely to hit 10 than not make a bowl game with all these home home games. I which is more likely? I mean, because you got to remember, there's no Georgia, there's no LSU, there's no Tennessee, there's no Texas.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of, I'm sure I'm missing some other one, Ole Miss. Those teams are not on the schedule, and because of that, I think more likely Mizzou wins 10 than missing a bowl game.
I've seen this a couple times. I don't know if it's always from the same guy, right? Cousin mm-hmm. Slim here.
Yeah.
Instead of staying home business, out of business. But, yeah, I think, you know, all it's going to take to be a boom is for them to kind of figure out the offense.
Yeah.
And by most regards, I mean, they have all the pieces. They like at receiver, running back, tight end, quality offensive lineman. It's just all about the quarterback. So defense could be even better than last year. I would tend to agree with that. I think, again, I predicted them to, I think, only win 7 this year. But so I'm not saying they're going to win 10, but I think that's more likely than if they only win 5, because it's they're going to be favored in probably 8, 9, maybe even 10 games.
Yeah, and I think it's going to look a little similar to some of those early drink, you know, football teams. They're really going to get the running game going here, and I feel like that's going to keep you in every single football game, you know, because you're not just trading blows out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of trading blows here, Shane.
Don't you say Auburn. Don't you say it.
Auburn, come on, Shane. What's more likely, and your sense of theme here, I got a lot of these under the same category here, but what's more likely for Auburn? A bust, missing a bowl game, a boom, winning 10 games under Mr. Hugh Freeze. Would you agree with that, boom or bust? Miss a bowl or
yes,
and yes. Win in 10.
Yes, I do. I do agree. And I think we're going to disagree, but one of the easiest booms on the board right now, because hell, I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying Auburn is a playoff contender, but they should be a dark horse talk about team right now. And it hinges on that week one, I feel like, because that's going to be a real gauge to is this team legit or not. And I know a lot of people in this chat room here don't like the quarterback, but I don't know, sometimes just a new fresh look is exactly what you need, and I think more likely Auburn wins 10.
Hey, how about this one? Shout out to cousin Brad Chrysler. Boom or bust for Auburn is the same. You leaving. Thank you, cousin Brad. But yeah, I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? This is the guy that he's only won 10 three times. And one was Arkansas State, one was Liberty. That includes bowl games. This man ain't winning 10 games, Shay. There's no shot in here. I think they could fall to pieces. And it could happen as soon as the first bye week. You know what I mean? We could have a new coach come the first bye week. I'm not predicting that, but I think I think that's more likely than them just running this damn SEC gauntlet.
Mike says I need to stop eating free cornbread hemp, you know?
All right. How about for Mike? I know he's an Oklahoma guy, but let's get him riled up here, Shane. How about Texas? Now, they're the only other one. They're similar. They're the only one I got like this, just like Georgia.
Yeah.
National championship win or missing the playoff. Is that a fair boom or bust?
That is a fair boom or bust.
And which one's more likely?
I think more likely is Texas. Shit, Mike. I think more likely is Texas. It's the Ohio State thing. I'm going to say more likely missing the playoffs than winning a national championship. Yeah, I think because in my mind, I'm like, are they going 9 or are they going to win the whole thing? You know, it could happen, but a lot of magic needs to happen beyond that point. They could trip up on a Georgia and I'm not going to say trip up. You could just lose to Georgia and Ohio
State. At Ohio State.
Yeah, you slip up to A&M. Let me pull up. Can you pull up one schedule up one more time? Let's see who else.
I mean, it could be anybody, really, you know?
Yeah.
It could be at Florida, although you think they're the worst team in the nation. Oklahoma could be really good.
No, I'm throwing a flag. I'm flipping it. Nope. Give me win a national championship.
What makes you change your mind after looking?
For some reason, I thought maybe they played Auburn or Mizzou, but they don't. So no, I'm just kidding. I'm looking at the remaining schedule. You know, when you're making a case for Florida or A&M, mm-hmm. Arkansas being that third one, you know,
Vanderbilt.
I think you're getting in the dance regardless. And once you're in there, you know, you win 2 or 3 games, you're in the national championship. So yeah, I think give me the win in a natty. It's close. It's really close, but I'm going to go boom.
Okay. Covering all his bases there.
Yeah. See that? Tell them they suck and then tell them they're great. You don't know what he's going to do next. No. I can't see a scenario Texas doesn't make the playoffs. And maybe, you know, maybe I'm completely wrong. You know, I know Oklahoma fans, they remind me all the time about how expectations are there in Austin.
Here's a scenario they don't make it.
Yeah.
That I don't think anyone's thinking. And I'm not saying it's going to happen. What if Arch isn't good?
You bite your damn tongue, Mike.
I mean, Sark had how many opportunities to bench Quinn Ewers and put in Arch? Yeah. He wouldn't do it. Why? May have cost him a national championship, or maybe Arch isn't all that.
Did you see all them dead animals on Quinn Ewers' wall? I wouldn't want to mess with him either. Apparently, he's a pretty good shot.
Hey, how about this though? Again, yeah. I mean, that's probably the variable though, I think. Mm-hmm. And when I say not good, I mean, come on, we know he's good. But what if? I mean, how many quarterbacks, Shane, have their hell, Peyton's a legend, right?
Yeah,
couldn't beat Florida. You know, I mean, sometimes these quarterbacks, especially their first year starting, couldn't you see a scenario similar to last year where like. Texas A&M are meeting and it's like the playoffs are on the line. And then he just has like a horrible game and maybe not even a horrible game, but like makes two key mistakes that cost him the game. Yeah. How many times have we seen a young quarterback? I mean, it happens every damn year.
It does. I'm not going to change it again. I'm not going to flip flop it again, but I'm pretty damn close.
Hey, how about this? So I heard this. We'll do this team next. But I heard a rumor, Shane, juicy rumor.
Ooh.
No idea if this is true, so caveat, throw that out there. But apparently, you know, we've covered it. Texas reportedly $35, $40 million on their roster.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that it's not even the highest paid roster in the SEC this year.
Damn.
There is another team that is rumored to be more spent on their roster this year. Can you take a wild guess who it is?
I'm going down the list of teams that we've not mentioned yet, and I'll say Ole Miss. No.
LSU! Come on down, Shane. Damn. LSU could be.
I've always heard they didn't have that much money.
Well, that's what I heard too. And then, you know, there's a story. I highly recommend it. We've never had this guy on the show. Maybe we got to reach out to him. Wilson Alexander, the Advocate. He just did this big expose on how they're reaching out to billionaires. You know, obviously Brian Kelly's spending his own money. Yeah. So they are all in. I don't know what the number is, but I have heard it's close, if not more than Texas. So
yeah,
putting that into perspective. Boom or bust, LSU, boom, same as Alabama, I think. I think even making the playoff may not be good enough. You got to make the second round. That's a boom. And a bust is not making the college football playoff. First of all, would you agree with that for LSU?
Yeah, I would agree with that, definitely. And if I had to pick, which is more likely, I'm going to have to do, you know, exactly what Coach Kelly has failed to do the first 3 years he's been there, and that's missed the college football playoffs. So,
yeah,
which is more likely, I'm going to lean that way.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't easy. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, none of these have been easy because I really am high on the LSU Tigers. But when you look at this schedule compared to some of these other ones that we just kind of shoo in, I feel like there's a lot more landmines. Mainly placement. We got Clemson week one. We got Florida week three. Mm-hmm. You know, they get, but before September is over, they've probably played three top 25 teams.
Right. So, and I think Ole Miss by their fifth game of this season, I think Austin Simmons, again, I try not to speak poorly of him.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to like pump the brakes on all the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I think by the fifth week, I think he'll be up and running.
Yeah.
you know? So yeah. We'll do them next. But yeah, I mean, after Georgia State, at Kentucky, Arkansas, Tulane, I think any issues he's having, I think he's full speed by the fifth week. And that could be the game against LSU at home where he kind of states his case as he's one of the best in the conference. Going, you know, there's nothing better, Shane. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's some people hyping up Garrett Nussmeier as the number one overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to motivate a rival quarterback more to outduel him and say, hey, you guys are looking at the wrong quarterback for the NFL. You know what?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot riding. I mean, there's a lot of storylines coming out of LSU, you know, mainly because they stole a lot of players. I don't want to say stole. They helped them. You
they
know,
legally whatever. Acquired the money, you know?
Yeah. But there's a lot of crazy storylines coming in, and a lot of the teams that they did poach from, they're going to have to play this year. So I feel like LSU's got that bullseye back again.
Yeah. Okay. So we're both saying bust for LSU.
Yeah.
Just because it's so damn hard. So let's do Ole Miss. Same thing we've done for a lot of these, Shane. Win 10. That's a boom, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Fail to make a bowl game. That's a bust. What's more likely for them Ole Miss Rebels?
Hmm. Oh man. Again, Ole Miss fans know I'm not too big on Ole Miss this year, so you'd think I'd hit bust, but yeah, Lane Kiffin's one of the I can't say it enough. He finds ways to win. Now he doesn't win the big ones usually, like when there's shit on the lines. But by gosh, he's always in talk, you know, every single season. So I think more likely is 10 wins. So give me boom. Love that schedule.
Mm. I'm gonna go bust. Oh, I'm busting it, Shane. I just think they have to replace too much.
Man, you need to replace your attitude, Mike. You know why do you hate Ole Miss so bad, huh?
I don't respond
to your tweet in a while. You get mad at him.
Maybe that's it. Well, let's see how bad we can get you, Shane. Last team.
Yeah.
Boom or bust. Same thing. And I'm trying to make it hard for you here. Win 10 games. That's a boom. Not making a bowl game's a bust for them Tennessee Vols. What's more likely?
Oh, brother. I know what you're thinking.
Because Mike says Shane's getting angry.
Yeah. Now I'm quick. Like, he's not telling stories anymore. He's just like boomer, but he's just answering the question. Yeah. And he starts talking to himself in third person. I feel like more likely Tennessee hitting 10 than not making a bowl game, Mike. That's 5 wins. I could, hell, Mike.
Who are they beating? Who are they beating, Shane?
The 5? ETSU, the UAB.
Well, 5 is a given, but I'm saying yeah. they got to get to 6, though.
Yeah. They're going to get to 6. Okay, Vanderbilt. Okay, and I know you like Vanderbilt. I shouldn't have started with them. New Mexico State, mm-hmm. Kentucky, there's 2. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State, which mm-hmm. you're kind of high on for some reason. UAB, mm-hmm. ETSU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to say Syracuse just because I'm a homer, but I do like some of the acquisitions.
I think they won 10 games last year, old Cuse.
Yeah, but they're not in the SEC. you know, Indiana was pretty good for a while, too, weren't they? I feel like more likely because here's another football team that, you know, that got away. They don't have LSU. They don't have Texas. They don't have Ole Miss. There's a lot of teams that they don't have to face. So they may find their way into another 10-win season.
That's the Tennessee way, isn't it? You discount them. They can't do nothing.
Yeah.
They're dead and buried.
Yeah.
And then they win the damn national championship. Oh, that's probably going to happen this year. You know what?
Oh, yeah. They're going to put a statue Aguilar out front. You're going to have so many Aguilars running around here 18 years from now.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, hey, I think we hit on all the teams, brother. Anything else before we hop off here?
No. It's awesome hanging out. Again, I appreciate everybody hanging out. This is the dog dead. Oh shit! I don't even going to try to do no more. This is the rough time of the year. We do find some news, but we got some really cool stuff coming up here with the spring meetings and everything. So just be sure to stay tuned, because you never know. Everybody's asking when we're going to have an emergency podcast. You never know when it's going to happen. So make sure those notifications on. And as soon as we go live, you'll be notified.
Hey, Cousin Brodo, Shane, after you said Tennessee winning it all.
Yeah.
He said it's healthy to dream.
Jeez, no, you're crazy.
Yep. All right. Hey, well, that's going to do it. Yeah, like Shane said, we got some, hopefully, a really cool in-studio interview popping this week. So Be on the lookout for that. And a lot more coming. We appreciate each and every one. If you haven't already, like the video, share the video, all that stuff really helps us out. But until the next one, Shane, we'll catch you. Now I'm still in shape.
It's addictive. See you guys. Go Balls. Yay. Hang up.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.